Top of the seventh, we'll see Jacob Ball, Kavion Mitchell, and Kobe Poole coming to the plate. Top ball game. And like you just said, Mike, you got to win one inning now.
One inning season.
First pitch swinging is slow.
Got it on his hand.
Jacob moving down the line, and he's just out. That was a bang-bang play, a nice play by the third baseman. Noel, you got to tip the cap there as he came up with it cleanly. And Jacob hustling down first base, just beat out by the throw on the 5-3 put out.
Same thing. I'm all right with that. I mean, we don't ask for every call, guys. We just ask that you make the obvious ones. But that was bang-bang, and it could have gone either way, and it went against us. It's not one to complain about. It's those that are obvious that are not going our way early in the game. Hadn't been quite as bad here lately. Maybe they got their act together.
First pitch to Kavion calls strike. Next one just off the end of the bat there, and now quickly behind 0-2 is Kavion Mitchell. Beachwood going back with the freshman here in the top of the seventh. Holliday's 0-2 pitch swung on and missed there by Mitchell, and that's a strikeout, out number two in the inning. Only the third strikeout of the game for the Beachwood right-hander, but a big time for it. Kobe Poole steps up. He's reached twice, hit by a pitch, and then reached on an error by the third baseman. He takes the first pitch, breaking ball for a strike.
One of his best curveballs in the game.
Kobe is a dead red fastball hitter. Don't think he's going to get one here, as that breaking ball's in the dirt. If he does get one, it'd be a good time to make him pay. 1-1 offering. Swung on and just underneath it.
That's a shortstop ball.
Odom going a long way to get there, and it's going to fall foul as Odom and Johnson converge there on the third base line, and one overslid the other, and Kobe's going to get himself another chance.
Shortstop went a long way. I can see that he had a beat on it. But he's going out. Leftfielder's coming in. Leftfielder, if he could have gotten there, he should have called him off. Regardless, we'll take it. Give Kobe another chance.
Two strikes against the senior right fielder, Kobe Poole. Two outs here in the top of the seventh. As he will step back to the plate and await the offering from the freshman. A 1-2 pitch. Ball in the dirt.
Good job of laying off.
I would think that he might get one of those again, trying to get him to chase. We will see. 2-2 pitch. Swung on just off the end of the bat. Probably was ball three.
All right. Hanging tough. Just like new kids on the block.
Very current group.
Yeah, they're still on tour.
They are. They're making more money than I am. I know that for a fact.
Singing songs from the 90s. People still go to concerts to listen to it.
I sing songs from the 90s. People tell me to shut up. So, 2-2 offering to Kobe. Swung on, chopped towards third. Is it foul just to the left side of the bag, immediately called there by the third base umpire. Noel dropped it. But
and again, I think that was probably the right call. Went against us, but it is what it is. I think that was close. Could have gone either way. It probably is just a touch to the left side of the third base bag.
So again, Kobe with the chance to get on base here in the top of the seventh. Two out, 2-2 offering. Swung on and chopped towards third. This one's going to say fair. Noel up with it. Bounces into his glove. The throw across. Kicked out. And they call him safe.
Not sure why. He held the bag. The ball beat him. We finally got a call.
Kobe Poole hustling down the first base line.
Yeah, I would think so. That coach is coming out to argue. He didn't. The umpire did not give the signal that he pulled. He just called him safe. If he's saying he pulled, he should have automatically said that they give that there's a universal sign for pulled and left the bag. They didn't do that. He called him safe as if he beat the throw.
And now they're conversing home plate umpire and first base umpire, and we saw this
Jeremy
back get, in the third.
Jeremy will get thrown out if they turn this reverse his call.
Yeah, he is. So,
majority of the time, they stick with the call, right, wrong, or indifferent, but for the sake of this game, I'm glad they left that as is, because Jeremy was going to go on blue. Well, rightfully so.
After the call went against Breckenridge County back in the, second inning?
I'll take your pick.
Yeah, that the one on the base pass. There's been plenty of calls at home plate as Seager's first pitch is in the dirt. Seager has had a single back in the first, has since flown out to right and struck out looking. Kobe with great speed over at first, and that ball popped up on the infield.
Catcher
and third baseman collide, but the third baseman squeezes it, and the side is retired as everyone appears to be okay. But that's the second time that Beachwood ran into each other that half inning. Brett County puts one on base, but unable to do anything with it. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh after these messages.
New from Brandenburg Telecom is the SkyBell doorbell. Complete with a camera so you can see who's at your door. For your home and business security needs, don't do it yourself. Let Brandenburg Telecom Security and Home Automation Team provide a needed service that helps build peace of mind for you and your family. Call 270-580-4466 today for a free consultation to learn how you and your family can be protected with BBTEL's 24/7 monitoring service. Visit BrandenburgTelecom.com.
This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC 1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Brandenburg Telecom.
Lucas back for his second inning of work as he will see the 6, 7, and 8 hitters in the Beachwood lineup in the bottom of the 7th. Score tied at 6. And now basically into sudden death. Lack of better words, if Beachwood's able to put one across, the game's over. But the Tigers are able to get three outs here. We'll go to extras. As Lucas finishes his warm-up tosses, Cottrell's final line on Preston Cottrell, he went 5 innings, gave up 6 hits, 6 runs, only 2 of which were earned. He issued 4 walks and struck out 5 in his 5 innings of work. Lucas will start with Marcus Berger, and then you'll see Jackson Knoll and Clay Trusty. Bottom of the order for Beachwood has delivered for them so far. All but one of the runs have been scored by the 5, 6, and 7 hitters.
First pitch curveball for a strike.
Berger, a strikeout victim twice.
Yes, he did.
Tried to hold up, but unsuccessful.
Check swing. He didn't get checked in time.
Two straight breaking pitches. We'll see what he gets this time. 0-2 pitch.
Yes, he did. He better ring him up.
Oh. And nobody rings him up. It was an excellent breaking ball. It was out of the zone, but it looked like Berger swung on that one.
Oh.
Home plate umpire doesn't pull the trigger. Neither does the first base umpire. And we'll see a 1-2 pitch here from Lucas. And that fastball comes in high, and Berger doesn't chase it.
Every pitch is so important.
2-2 pitch. That's right down the middle. Call strike 3, and one out in the bottom of the 7th. Berger goes down looking for the 3rd time in tonight's game. That'll bring Jackson Knoll to the plate. Knoll 2-for-3. Has scored twice. He's gone opposite field both times. Over to the third base side. So the first pitch from Lucas is a fastball on the outside corner for a strike. able to get me over 81 mile an hour fastball.
Yeah, he slid up on that one.
01. That's a fastball on the outside corner.
82. Right here. Oh, 83, same spot here. See what happens.
0-2 pitch coming up as the Tiger face on their feet. And that one misses low.
Good 0-2 pitch, though.
Pleasured it up a little bit more.
He brought that one, 86. He said, the heck with 83, 84, 85. I'm jumping up.
1-2 pitch just got a piece of it. Does Jackson Knoll. Had a couple of the top thing. Jacob Ball just got a hair over at first to start the inning, and then that ball dribbles back to Lucas. Lucas grabs it, and he'll run over and flip it to Mitchell in time for out number two. 1-3 on the put out.
One out away from going to extras.
And Clay Trusty, been on base twice, once with a bunt-ish single. Not exactly sure what to call it, but he reached base on the bunt and then walked in the third. Came around to score that time.
So you had a pinch hitter coming out on deck just to get to that point.
First pitch swung on and hit 83 mile an hour fastball.
I think you just stay there, John. Yeah, he's wearing.
The one popped up in the left field. Tabor drifts back on it a little bit, flips off the cap like out number three, and the side is retired.
So the extras.
I'm not going anywhere, and I hope you all don't either. We've got extra innings here at Whitaker Bank Ballpark. We'll be back after these messages.
New from Brandenburg Telecom is the SkyBell doorbell. Complete with a camera so you can see who's at your door. For your home and business security needs, don't do it yourself. Let Brandenburg Telecom security and home automation team provide a needed service that helps build peace of mind for you and your family. Call 270-580-4466 today for a free consultation to learn how you and your family can be protected with BBTEL's 24/7 monitoring service. Visit BrandenburgTelecom.com.
This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Brandenburg Telecom.
And as the weather approaches Breckenridge County and the surrounding areas, the weather is approaching Lexington as well, as we are currently suspended play as lightning is in the area. That is an automatic 30-minute suspension, and of course with the way this weather looks like it's coming, we're not exactly sure when we might come back into playing this game. An excellent ball game up to this point. We've completed 7 innings, and Breckenridge County and Beachwood are tied at 6, Mike.
Yeah, the we've been playing, what, John, we've been playing close to 2.5 hours?
We are, yeah, just shy of 2.5 hours at this point.
The most and if it had gone regulations, this game would have been over, but nothing's been decided after 7 innings. So just have to be patient. There's no rain yet, folks. The wind has picked up some here, and the umpire saw lightning in the distance. So that's the reason for the delay. We just have to kind of wait and see as we are trying to get the most up-to-date radar here out of Lexington.
They are at this point announcing for people to seek a little bit of shelter. Again, like Mike said, no rain yet, and we're not really anticipating any rain for maybe another hour. But KHSAA rules say that if lightning's in the area, which it is fairly consistent, I guess that's, I'm not sure what direction that is, north?
Towards the outfield.
Yeah. He's not the best color guy in the business for nothing, folks. Off to our, I believe it's the north where this system's coming in. There is nothing but lightning, little bursts of lightning that we're seeing. So we are currently delayed. Not sure when this thing's going to pick back up, but when it does, we will be back cover it, and hopefully it's tonight that we get to finish this game and not, a delay like we saw at the end of the third region tournament.
Well, I think they want to get this thing played tonight, especially this first game, because it messes with teams pitching-wise, especially Breckenridge County, depends on how they want to do it. If they move it to tomorrow, technically that could mean that Brock can't pitch because he's on 35. I don't know if they would do that to us or not, or if they would just allow us to continue with his pitch count where it is now. But hopefully we can go back and finish this game one way or the other tonight. But in the meantime, we're just going to be patient. Hang tight.
All right, so we will step to the side and, again, continue to monitor the situation. Stay tuned to 104.3 The River, not just for updates from us, but also weather in the Breckenridge County area, as it looks like things are picking up over there as well. We will be back intermittently and try to give you all updates as to how things are looking, but we are currently under a lightning delay here at Whitaker Bank Park, and we will talk to you all hopefully soon.
New from Brandenburg Telecom is the SkyBell doorbell. Complete with a camera so you can see who's at your door. For your home and business security needs, don't do it yourself. Let Brandenburg Telecom security and home automation team provide a needed service that helps build peace of mind for you and your family. Call 270-580-4466 today for a free consultation to learn how you and your family can be protected with BBTEL's 24/7 monitoring service. Visit BrandenburgTelecom.com.
This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC 104.3.com is an exclusive presentation of Brandenburg Telecom.
Welcome, everyone, back to the conclusion of the first quarterfinal game here at Whitaker Bank Park for the KHSAA State Baseball Tournament, as we will start in the top of the eighth inning in a contest between Breckenridge County and Beechwood that is tied at 6-6. My name is John Kennedy, and I'm here with Mike. And Mike Harnon, long night for the boys, trying to get the game in. They cancel it sort of early, and they're back at it here early.
It didn't really rain a whole lot here in Lexington last night. The game was actually canceled or postponed before the first raindrop ever even fell. But the skies got really dark. Lightning, wind. It's my understanding from some folks back home that they had a lot of tree damage and stuff back home. So with that being said, they went ahead and covered the field. Got a little bit of rain, and believe it or not, John, when I first got here, they were actually watering the field. They canceled it last night due to storms, and then get back here this morning, and they've got a water hose out there adding water to the field. So kind of a unique situation that we found ourselves in, but the kids went back to the hotel and ate a bite and got a good night's sleep. And from being down on the field, I think they're ready to go.
These two teams put up six runs. Both teams put up six runs in the first three innings. Breck County scored first in the top of the first when Brock Lucas led the game off with a walk, advanced on a wild pitch, and then was knocked in by Isaac Seeger to give Breckenridge County a 1-0 lead. Beachwood's potent offense responded in the bottom of the second when they had a leadoff hit by Dylan Doverspike, and then another hit from Jackson Knoll tied the game at one. A bunt that was questionable down the first base line by the catcher, Clay Trusty. Preston Cottrell went over to field it, went to apply a tag, runner ran out of the way, but nonetheless it was a call that went against Breck County, and then after a couple of walks, walked in the second run to give Beachwood a 2-1 lead. The Tigers didn't wait long to respond as they put five runs up in the third inning, aided by a Brock Lucas hit by a pitch. Jacob Ball took the very next offering into the left field stands to give Breck County a 3-2 lead. And then after Kobe Poole was hit by a pitch and a pop-up to second base was dropped off the bat of John Higdon, Cole Tabor went in just about the same spot, delivering a three-run homer to give Breckenridge County a 6-2 lead. Beachwood then came back with four in the bottom of the third, as that offense aided by an error in that inning. All four of those runs were unearned, and that's where we sit right now with a score of Breckenridge County 6, Beechwood sticks. Important to note that while Beechwood was able to go with their starter, Brett Holliday, the entire seven innings that were played last night, he will be unavailable. But for Breckenridge County, Preston Cottrell, the starter, he was already pulled due to a pitch count. But Brock Lucas, who came in and pitched two excellent innings in relief, he will also be unavailable today due to the number of pitches that he ended up throwing yesterday.
Which we feel was a misinterpretation of the rule by HSAA, but we're not in a position to argue it. They had told us via phone conference that to keep things fair for all teams, that they're going to basically count Thursday's games as if they were played on Wednesdays, because basically half the teams here in the Elite Eight played on Wednesday, half on Thursday. You had no say-so on that. But if you played on Thursday, you were kind of at a disadvantage a little bit as far as the pitch count goes for who would be available on Friday and Saturday. Well, with that being said, they were said, you know, go by Thursday's pitch count. Well, that's not what they did for us, who had nothing to do with the decision to cancel the game because of weather. If, in fact, they followed that same protocol for Wednesday's games that they're going to for Thursday, Brock would have been available because he only threw 35 and stayed within that 50 limit. But they interpreted it that it was a different day, a different scenario. So we kind of got the bad side of that. But Isaac Seager is very capable of going out and giving us the innings work that we need. And, of course, this game is very unique in the sense that you won't be starting at the top of the order. Brock won't be starting off a game like it's been typical all season. We start where we left off. And so John Hicken will be our leadoff hitter. And the Beechwood Tigers are sending their ace out there. They were trying to get by our game without having to throw him. Their intention was to win against us, throwing their number two pitcher. And teams all season have found that that's not a very good recipe for success. And so they were hoping to get by and have this young man for the semifinal game. But that's not going to happen. He's going to have to come here. Now, here's the scenario Beechwood is in, John. If this young man throws more than 25 pitches against us here, he's ineligible tomorrow.
Exactly.
So, but it's in one of those games to where it's win or go home, so you can't save anything really at this point. And they know from yesterday's experience they better not try to beat us with the number three, which is what they would have to do. So they're going to have to go out and hope that this young man has a quick first inning, stays under 20 or so pitches there, and they come in and score. That would be the best case scenario for them. But our game plan is to make this kid work on the mound and just try to see what he's got, because all publications and things are really talking him up as having really good stuff. And pretty obvious that he does by the sense that he's an All-State caliber player.
Third team All-State is this Noah Carter, coming in with a 1.59 ERA, pitching 74 and two-thirds innings up to this point.
Small crowd for Breckenridge County, but a very loud crowd. That's what you hear in the background. Breckenridge County is faithful, and tough deal for our fan base. John, I know this could be a 20-minute game, or it could be an hour and 20 minutes. It's kind of whoever wins the inning. So a lot of these folks just went ahead and stayed up last night, and a lot of people weren't prepared for that. A lot of people couldn't get off work today. So we're a smaller crowd, but a loud one.
Well, the first pitch here from Noah Carter is a call strike to John Higdon, and we are back underway right at 11 a.m. Eastern time. And Carter working quickly. His second pitch is a breaking ball that stays high for ball one. 1-1 count to John Higdon, who is 0-for-3 on the ball game. That pitch swung on, it bounced to third. Noah over there, trips over his feet, falls down, and John Higdon is going to reach.
Third baseman, literally, where the dirt meets the grass, he charged that ball. He was playing deep, and where the dirt meets the grass, he completely did a somersault. I guess that's what you call it. All I know is you want to know how the grass tastes, you can ask him because he just ate it.
It was, he made a nice play getting to the ball before it took its second bounce, but I don't know if he completed himself over there at third base or what, but nonetheless, the Tigers get the leadoff runner on in the form of John Higdon, who's going to be pulled down for Trenton Brown, the courtesy runner. A lot of speed over there at first base, and like Mike mentioned, you win one inning and you move on to the final four, and you can put a whole lot of pressure on a team if you can get a runner on base, and the Tigers have done that to start this half the inning. Cole Tabor is going to take that first pitch high for a ball.
Well, we got just a second, John. I just wanted to say that my understanding, this is one of the biggest listening audiences on WXBC that we've had for Tiger baseball, which would make sense as a throw over. It's not in time at first base. A lot of the folks that were here in person last night, unable to make the trip, that points the fact that they'll be listening today, in addition to the others that have been listening to us all season long. So we appreciate everyone back home. It's my understanding there's businesses back home that have the radios playing in their businesses. And, that's small. Oh, that's another hit, baby.
That's in there in the left field. Tabor will be the second Breckenridge County Tiger on base this inning.
Two on and nobody out.
And that'll bring Cole Proctor to the plate, who's put three good swings on the ball yesterday. We'll see if they're maybe playing a little bit of small ball here to try to advance the runners.
And what this does is, barring a double play, if we can stay out of the double play, it ensures that Brock Lucas is going to get in that bat this inning.
First offering to the freshman. He shows bunt, tries to play it down, and it's a fair.
I call it a strike. I don't know what happened. Because the ball was in the fair ground.
I don't know if maybe he didn't make contact with it, and the catcher. And Trenton Brown is at third base. It was not a foul ball call. Trenton Brown went on to third base. The ball rolled fair. And I'm not sure if it was bunted into the catcher, if it was a missed bunt and the catcher, it hit off their equipment into fair territory. They're calling it a strike. And Trenton Brown now stands at third base as the go-ahead run for Breckenridge County.
That's just... He must have just missed the bunt altogether, and it trickled off the catcher's glove. Now he may not have to bunt. Got him to third base without having to give up an out.
Anything up the middle may be able to score that runner from third with Trenton Brown running. First strike. Now a ball high as the Tigers have him on the corner.
Beechwood's playing back up the middle, John. They're going to give us the run in order to turn the double play. We get a ground ball to shortstop, we go up in this game.
Breaking ball down the middle for a strike.
That's a good breaking ball, and that's what he lives off of.
Now you're in a territory where Noah Carter's got to be going after a strikeout here, and Cole Proctor's got to do anything he can to try to put the ball in play. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball lays off of it. And it's going to be 2-2 to the freshman, B.H.
The curveball is what got him All-State honors. That's about as good of a curveball as we've seen all year.
That's a tough one to lay off of. 2-2 pitch to Proctor. Swung on and hit back up.
Get down, baby.
Trenton Brown will come in to score, and Breckenridge County takes a 7-6 lead. Just like that, three straight hits off of the third-team All-State pitcher. And Breckenridge County jumps out to a 7-6 lead.
Now we're going to probably run for Cole Proctor over there. It's going to be a straight pitch runner. A lot of times they use Noah Dow in this situation. Jeremy's calling for somebody down in the dugout.
They've already used Evan Barr as a courtesy runner, as a pinch hitter. So, yeah, it will be Noah Dow coming out to run for Cole Proctor. A big shot there by the freshman designated hitter, Cole Proctor, coming up with a big hit against the senior All-Stater.
This is the fun all the way right here. One of the best runners on the team. Runners on first and second with no outs. With the first team All-Stater getting ready to come up to hit. This is a no-brainer.
Corners are playing in for Beachwood.
We need Braxton just to get it down on the grass.
they have already pinch hit for Braxton once this game, and he re-entered. So
Get it down. All right,
shows that pulls back. It was a high ball.
Pitcher's going to try to throw it high, John, because that entices a pop-up on a bunt. So Braxton's got to know you've got to get your hands above the baseball right here. It's got to be down on the grass.
1-0 pitch. He takes that one down the middle for a strike.
Shaking his head, but he knows that's the pitch you got to get down.
Not sure if that may have been a breaking ball. It came in at 70, so see if he gets a little better one to bunt here as he puts it down the first line.
Great bunt.
Carter fields it, throws to the first baseman covering. Carmen will be out on the sacrifice bunt, but both runners move into scoring position for Brock Lucas.
That's a great job right there by Braxton Carmen. Made the first baseman come field the ball, and they had one play. So that is a great. They're going to intentionally walk Brock. They did their homework.
Brock Lucas makes his way down to first base for the third time in the contest, and that brings the big bat of Jacob Ball to the plate. Jacob went deep in the third inning, and anything hit in the outfield, Cole Tabor can move a little bit over there at third base, looking for a sacrifice fly, anything to push that runner across. And, Mike, again, the middle infield is playing deep for a double play.
Well, a double play would end the inning.
There's a whole lot of speed there in the batter's box, though. It might be tough. First pitch to Jacob is taken as a breaking ball for a strike, coming over at 64 miles an hour.
Dandy breaking ball, I tell you. It's impressive. Of course, they threw a fastball at Jacob yesterday. He was deposited in the left field.
Breaking ball swung through that one and missed, and quickly behind 0-2 is the junior second baseman, Jacob Ball.
Yeah, he's looking for a strikeout here. Carter.
0-2 pitch. That's outside. Called ball one.
He's moving point from that call. But it goes back. This is the same umpire we had behind the plate last night. He does not like to bring him up on a third strike.
1-2 pitch to Jacob. In the dirt, kicks a little bit away from the catcher, but not enough for Tabor to advance, and the count even at 2 now.
Good job of reading that by Cole Tabor. No way you can score on that. It probably didn't get away from him more than the 10 feet. It was out close to the plate. So, but 2-2, still probably looking breaking ball here. This kid's got a lot of confidence in his breaking ball. Knowing that Jacob hit a fastball a long way last night, he may go back-to-back breaking balls, even if it's going to catch the plate.
Put it in play somewhere, Jacob.
Come on.
2-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on and fouled off. Big cut there.
That looked like he hung something right there, J.K. Jacob's eyes got as big as cantaloupes when he saw that coming in, because that was a breaking ball that didn't break. Just missed it.
2-2 pitch. Swung on, hit back up the middle. Is it going to be enough? No, doesn't get over the head of Odom, and he's going to grab it. And the second out is recorded.
A little soft liner. He was right on time. That ball hit right back up the middle, but it just floated. Stayed up long enough for the all-stater, Odom, the shortstop.
And Kavion Mitchell steps to the plate. Kavion without a hit so far. Be a nice time to get his first of the game.
That's a big one for his career.
And that one's in the dirt for a ball.
A lot of breaking balls here.
Just a reminder, a walk is as good as a hit here. A hit by a pitch is as good as a two that's going to score a run. As that one misses the zone as well, and 2-0 to the junior first baseman, Kavion Mitchell.
Oh, pitch would be even better.
Tabor at third, Dowell at second, Lucas at first, and that 2-0 pitch is going to catch the inside corner for a strike. Beachwood will have the 9, 1, and 2 hitters coming to the plate in the eighth inning in their bottom half. Breckenridge County looking to add on to it here. That pitch is
got under.
Odom is drifting back on it at shortstop.
Uh-oh.
Left fielder coming in and
two runs score. They ran into each other. And Breckenridge County now with a 10-6 lead.
The shortstop and the left fielder collided, folks. That is a routine fly ball.
and that is routine every day. And the shortstop and left fielder simply did not communicate. Right as the ball was coming down, they ran into each other, and everybody was running hard. Bases cleared. 4-run lead for Breckenridge County.
Absolutely unbelievable. Looked to be the third out of the inning, and Breckenridge County now with 4 on the board here in the top of the 8th. And Kobe Poole steps to the plate with a runner still in scoring position as Kavion moved on to second. Still looking to do a little bit of work as he takes the first pitch for a strike. My goodness, all the runners, of course, moving with 2 outs, so everybody scores easily on that drop. My, oh my. Not how you would have imagined it to be drawn up. But Breck County will take it. That breaking ball, Kobe takes, and it's going to catch the outside corner for strike 2.
Okay, now this is just a free bit of information. But by my count, even if Beachwood were to come back, which we don't expect that to happen, but even if they were to come back, their ace pitcher is done for tomorrow.
Over the 25-pitch mark.
Yep, he's at 26 right now. So this is absolutely worst-case scenario for Beachwood.
Ball swung on, hit the third. Noel is going to field it, up with it, and throw across in time to retire full. But the Tigers strike for 4 in the top of the 8th, and they are 3 outs away from advancing to the Final 4. We'll be back after these messages.
New from Brandenburg Telecom is the SkyBell doorbell. Complete with a camera so you can see who's at your door. For your home and business security needs, don't do it yourself. Let Brandenburg Telecom's security and home automation team provide a needed service that helps build peace of mind for you and your family. Call 270-580-4466 today for a free consultation to learn how you and your family can be protected with BBTEL's 24/7 monitoring service. Visit BrandenburgTelecom.com.
This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC 104.3.com is an exclusive presentation of Brandenburg Telecom.
Tigers take a 4-run lead into the bottom of the 8th, and they have tasked freshman Isaac Seeger with getting those final 3 outs against this potent Beachwood offense. And Isaac came up huge in the 3rd region final, coming in a little bit of the same predicament, although this time no runners on base. He was able to close down the 3rd region championship against Owensboro Catholic, and he's just looking for 3 outs here to send us to the Final 4, Mike.
Got to. It looks like they're going to have a pinch here to start the game off here. As we are in their lineup, folks, 9-1-2, and we don't want to overemphasize, but their 1-2 is as good as a 1-2 anywhere in the state. Both kids that are going on to play college ball, all-staters, the number 2 batter is a Castleman kid, it's batting over 600. So we need to get this first out right here.
The good thing about seeing the 9-1 and 2 hitter is that the 1 and 2 hitter will not represent the tying run at any point. So,
all right, there's a ground ball on second base.
Jacob fields it
and throw it.
Throws it to Castleman.
One out. Two
outs
away from going to the Final 4.
Harper, the pinch hitter, jumps on the first pitch and softly grounds it to Jacob Ball. He retrieves it and throws it over to first. And John Oldham, who has reached 3 times with a walk, will come to the plate.
Just don't walk him. I don't care if he hits it in the parking lot. Make him earn it.
First pitch comes in high from Seeger.
It's a little curveball there.
1-0 pitch. Fastball.
That's a strike that's not called a strike, is what that is.
Look good there. Seeger's fastball right around 80 right now. 2-0 offering. That comes in high, ball 3.
Come on, Isaac. Slow down, son. Take your time.
3-0 pitch. That's going to be a called strike.
He's not usually one that works this fast.
No.
He's letting his nerves get to him a little bit.
3-1 comes in high.
Yeah, they're going to have to. There's Preston. That's a good job of leadership right there. Preston sees the same thing we're seeing.
brief conference at the mound. John Higdon goes about halfway out to the mound. Don't get caught up in the moment, kid. Slow down, take a deep breath, get back to your mechanics.
Lucas and Cottrell are both the pitchers that will work quickly for the Tigers. Seager more methodical as he comes with a breaking ball on the inside corner to Castleman for a strike.
Real good curveball there.
0-1 pitch. Castleman tried to take it there.
Tried to duck into it.
But a 1-1 count. Again, Tigers with a 4-run lead. The runner on base and the runner in the batter don't really mean too much.
All right, this could be a double play, baby.
Jake,
there's one.
Lucas, the ball, throw, not in time. They will get the out at second base as Jacob was able to hold the bag. Fielder's choice, Lucas, the ball, 6-4, and now two away.
One out away. Breckenridge County, if you're listening on the radio, stand up. Make people look at you funny. Do whatever. We need one out. We're going to the Final Four of the state baseball tournament.
And standing in the way is Aiden Hutton. Hutton has reached on a hit-by pitch.
We've got places back home that have it on the speaker, just going out throughout their building.
Well, let's go crazy, folks. First pitch to Hutton. Swung on and fouled off. 78-mile-an-hour fastball swung on. One strike to the designated hitter for Beachwood. A team that, looking at all accounts that I read on the way home, everybody expected them to sort of walk over us. And a breaking ball called, strike two.
Oh, we're supposed to remain calm up here, John Boy. I'm shaking.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
For one strike away.
0-2 pitch. Comes in high with a ball. Tried to get him to chase the fastball, and he doesn't. And count 1-2.
Come on, big guy.
1-2 pitch from the freshman. Swung on him.
Ball with it. Fields it. Throws it. Breckenridge County is moving on. The Final Four. As they upset the 38 and now 2 Beachwood Tigers by a final score of 10-6.
Going to the Final Four, baby. We don't know when it'll be played, but we don't care. We'll be here. Paul Breach, what about that? My good friend Paul Breach back at the station. I can almost hear him right now, all the way from Hardinsburg.
Oh, my goodness. We will step aside, and we will come back and wrap this thing up from Whitaker Bank Ballpark. You're listening to the Fighting Tigers on 104.3 The River.
New from Brandenburg Telecom is the Sky Bell Doorbell. Complete with a camera so you can see who's at your door. For your home and business security needs, don't do it yourself. Let Brandenburg Telecom security and home automation team provide a needed service that helps build peace of mind for you and your family. Call 270-580-4466 today for a free consultation to learn how you and your family can be protected with BBTEL's 24/7 monitoring service. Visit BrandenburgTelecom.com.
This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Brandenburg Telecom.
Breckenridge County, your Tigers are moving on. 10-6 final over Beachwood High School as the Fighting Tigers up their record to 29-5. Oh my goodness, Mike. I'm not sure exactly what to say here that they are... I think giving out some awards to the Beachwood players, maybe All-State state tournament honors here.
I don't know if it's any player of the game type thing. We'll pause here for just a second. I want to say maybe one from each team or something.
They named starting pitcher Brett Holliday from Beachwood. And
I guess they just give one to the losing team, maybe.
I guess that way they don't have to come back to be recognized at the finals. But nonetheless, Breckenridge County, after a 6-6 tie after seven innings, going into extra innings, and they were facing quite the pitcher, the third-team All-State, Noah Carter, and not starting at the top of the lineup, starting with John Higdon leading things off, and it's sort of a fortunate roll. No pun intended there. The ball hit to the third baseman, Jackson Knoll. He trips over his
feet and allowing Higdon to reach. Then Cole Tabor hits one into left field, and then Cole Proctor singles another one, and that knocked in Trenton Brown to actually be the winning run. The Tigers would go on to tack on a few more as Braxton Carman laid down an excellent sacrifice bunt, which allowed Beachwood to intentionally walk Brock Lucas to first, loading the bases. They did get Jacob Ball to line out softly to short, but then a ball hit by Kavion Mitchell into short left field, a little bit of miscommunication between the shortstop and left fielder allowed the ball to fall, and Breckenridge County able to tack three more runs on, four runs in the inning, the top of the eighth, and then in the bottom of the eighth, Isaac Seeger comes in to shut the door, throwing one almost clean inning. He does walk the hitter, but forces a the best hitter in the state, or at least if he's not the best hitter, he's one of the top two, to hit into a fielder's choice and then gets a ground out from the senior designated hitter, H. Hutton, to allow Breckenridge County to move on and win. They scored 10 runs on 7 hits, 1 error, 6 left on base for Breckenridge County. Beachwood scores 6 runs on 6 hits, 3 errors, 8 left on base. Winning pitcher, we're going to give it to Isaac Seeger as he comes in and has one inning of relief, and the loss is tagged to Noah Carter, his first loss of the season. Beachwood falls to 38-2, and Breckenridge County jumps to 29-5, and they will move on to play the winner of Tate Creek and Pleasure Ridge Park, which will get started here momentarily.
I had several people text me and ask me how I was doing as far as obeying by the no cheering rule. And John, we did great yesterday. I mean, it was such an exciting game, and we did so good. And sure enough, last out's recorded, and we get a little loud, and they send the security over here to tell us to quiet down.
Just a little clapping. We'll try to hold off the clapping next time. They said we can. They said we can cheer as loud as we want. Just can't clap.
Well, I'll have to get with Terry Lasley or Josh Jackson or somebody and get a set of handcuffs or something put on myself so that I can't clap, because that's the last thing we need is for me to get thrown out of the box.
Ah, well, if they keep winning, we'll do what we need to do to make that happen.
New from Brandenburg Telecom is the Sky Bell Doorbell. Complete with a camera so you can see who's at your door. For your home and business security needs, don't do it yourself. Let Brandenburg Telecom security and home automation team provide a needed service that helps build peace of mind for you and your family. Call 270-580-4466 today for a free consultation to learn how you and your family can be protected with BBTEL's 24/7 monitoring service. Visit BrandenburgTelecom.com.
This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC 104.3.com is an exclusive presentation of Brandenburg Telecom. This has been Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC 104.3.com, an exclusive presentation of Brandenburg Telecom. Fighting Tiger Sports is a presentation of 104.3 The River, WXBC, the sports voice of Breckenridge County.